It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kardashian family friend Jordan Woods spoke with Jada Pinkett Smith on her Red Table Talk Facebook show Friday and broke her silence on the cheating scandal with her and Tristan Thompson, the father of Khloe Kardashian's daughter.
On the way out, he did kiss me.
What do you mean by kiss?
It's just no passion, no nothing on the way out. He just kissed me and it was like a kiss on the lips, but no tongue kiss, no making out. And when alcohol's involved, people make, you know, dumb moves or people get caught up in the moment or who knows?
She also said that she's not the reason Khloe and Tristan are not together and that she never slept with him.
Do you feel as though you are the reason why Tristan and Khloe are not together?
No, I'm not the reason.
Did you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
Got it.
Never a thought, never a consideration, never happened, and never will I.
Khloe Kardashian completely blames Tristan Thompson for their breakup now. She tweeted, "This has been an awful week, and I know everyone is sick of hearing about it all as well as I am. I'm a roller coaster of emotions and have said things that I shouldn't have. Honestly, Tristan cheating on me and humiliating me wasn't such a shock as the first time. What's been harder and more painful is being hurt by someone so close to me, someone who I love and treat like a little sister. But Jordan is not to be blamed for the breakup of my family. This was Tristan's fault. I have to move on with my life and count my blessings, my family, my health, and my beautiful baby true." John Mayer, my celebrity crush, was on Ellen and answered some burning questions.
Three things you must do every day.
I have to make coffee before the breakfast is done in the microwave, work out, and I have to look at naked people.
Every day?
Every day.
Okay. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, olive oil.
What's your favorite curse word?
I'm going to say mother. You can use it for good or bad. You could say, you mother. Or you could say, you see that John Mayer play guitar? He's a mother.
He's not wrong. In a new off-the-rails interview with Candace Owens from Prager University, Roseanne Barr calls originators of the hashtag MeToo movement hoes and attacked Senator Kamala Harris, Supreme Court Justice accuser Christine Blasey Ford, and many other women. She also asked why some women find themselves in men's hotel rooms at 3 a.m. She said they're pretending that they didn't go to trade sexual favors for money. She also said that she had a nervous breakdown after she was fired from her show.
I had a complete nervous breakdown. And I've had a few of them. And I've said I've had so many nervous breakdowns and nobody ever notices.
Right.
Because they were so normal for me. But I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't get out of bed. And luckily, I was at my mom's house and my mother, she took care of me. And that was something I really needed my whole life. And I finally got in just great amounts. It was wonderful.
The Sandlot is getting a TV reboot with the original cast. Writer and director David Mickey Evans says he sold the first two seasons of Sandlot series to a streaming service, but won't say which one. Many of the original cast is coming back for the series, which takes place in 1984 when they're all around 33 years old and they all got children of their own. The original film was set in the San Fernando Valley in 1962.
It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. I love the Sandlot.
So. Yeah, everybody does. So I thought that was kind of cool news. And coming up in less than an hour, Oprah talked to the Michael Jackson victims last night, what they had to say.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
What runs through someone's mind when their child goes missing? The worst things imaginable. But what runs through someone's mind when their child with severe mental and physical disabilities goes missing? The worst possible scenarios, because they can't even cry for help and they can't try to escape. Murder Monday is next with a story from right here in Indiana. This is insane. It's the Aaliyah Beckerle story. We're doing that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.